Right, so let's go with this new series today, Triple Crown Discipleship. Follow the leader, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to be, hey, I've been saying it a lot lately. I'm 51. Okay, I know I don't look it. I know. We get on over that. But anyway, just kidding. I told a lady yesterday at the beach yesterday. We're out there in the water, and we're swimming there in the water yesterday, and I'm with little Danny because Abby's off with Mr. and Mrs. Irwin having a good day with them. So we got time with just little Danny, that one-on-one time that's needed, you know, sometimes. And Danny's in the water, and she's trying to swim at the beach. There's two kids over here, and they got a ball. Well, they're about 7 or 8 years old. Danny's like 2 and a half. And I said, Danny, go take that ball. And Danny didn't flinch. Danny just starts going in the water. Went right over there and took that ball. And you know what? They played together for about an hour, had a blast. Had a blast. And then she's hitting the kid with the ball in the head, and that's like, gee, that's what I wanted. But anyway, I don't know why I told you that story. Had something to do with this message, amen? But anyway, follow the leader. And at the beach yesterday, and I just met another family. And that I didn't even know that family, but they had been impacted by the life of Gene Martin. Gene, are you here? I know you were here in the earlier service. I saw Gene earlier. He's out back. But Gene Martin, when I met this lady, I don't know him from Adam. I'm in the water. The beach is packed. And I said, I'm Pastor Gary, Fellowship Church. As I'm just in the water, just hanging, playing with a kid. And she said to her son, she said, tell Pastor Clark how you know Fellowship. And he said to me, Mr. Gene took me fishing yesterday. I don't even know these people. And I was able to talk to her about, you know, how Gene came to the Lord. I didn't need to say much because he's already told her. Amen? Praise the Lord. There he is. Amen. I'm talking about you, Gene. But it's okay. You're fine. I know you didn't do it. But the point is, I got off my subject just a little bit, but the point is that when you follow Jesus Christ, you can have your life impacted. You can have your life changed. Here I'm at Inglewood Beach. Here's somebody I don't even know. They know somebody who's had their life impacted, who's out there loving on them. And then I said something. I started talking a little bit to her, and she said, look, I know everything about you. I know all about you because He's told us about you. He says that's why He loves you, because of the problems and the things, how you just go in life. Well, I have a leader I can follow. Are y'all listening or not? Okay? Follow the leader. I know I got a little off track. It was going to be a good point. I lost it. But anyway, here we go. Why don't we stay with the screen, Raj? How about that, brother? Follow the leader. Amen. Let's see what we can do over these next 3 weeks. Like I said, I'm 51 years old. And from here on out, I'd like to follow the leader. You hear me? More than ever in my life, I'd like to follow Jesus Christ. Oh, I know why I thought of the story now, because I told the lady when I met her. And Kim's there with the little Danny there. I said, I'm 51, but I know I don't look it. And she said, no, you don't. Here we go. She was lying. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Jesus, crown of humanity. Now, we're going to go with the message now. Enough craziness from me. Let's go with the message, Raj. We're going to roll it. In Christianity, the problem is not with our what? Our leader. It is with the followers. You and me. Isn't the problem with our leader, man? It's not that our leader, Jesus Christ, is not good enough, or that He did not do enough. He did it all. Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and He sat down now at the right hand of the throne of God. He accomplished everything He set out to do. We have the perfect leader. Are you listening to me today? I want you to think like that. This can be life-changing and certainly put a lot of things in its place if you'll listen today. Follow the leader, Jesus Christ. As a follower of Jesus Christ, we are running the race of our life. Now that you're a believer in Christ, you're on the race of your life. This is the best part of your life.
when you know that you are a child of God, when you're a follower of Christ, and you're actually following Him and want to live for Him, and you want to be His disciple, and you want to bless other people and talk to other people about Christ, this is the best part of your life. Are y'all hearing me say? You say, yeah, praise the Lord, but come on! Well, I'm old. My life is over. Your life ain't over! You have an opportunity to live for God. This is incredible. This is the race of your life we're talking about. Okay? Yeah, well, I don't do that. What do you mean you don't do that? Hey, we've got the perfect leader. We've got the perfect example. We've got the perfect person to follow in Jesus Christ. Follow Him, man. This is a great life. Are you hearing me? Come on. It's worthy of my best what? Effort and my deepest aspirations. I don't know. I'm at a place right now. Had a lot of change in my life. Change ain't a bad thing. If it messes, man, twist you this way, that way, this way, and you start to think about yourself and you think about life. I've been doing that. And I got this building we're building. For the glory of God. We've been saying that debt-free for the glory of God. We want to love Jesus and love who? People. Wow. I'm looking. No, Clark, you're not 51 and the best part of your life's behind you. No, you're 51 and the best part of your life is right in front of you. That's how I'm thinking. Do you hear me? That's the way I want to think. And success is going to be mine and ours. Why? Because we have an incredible leader. You hearing me today? Okay. No matter what mess comes in your life, that's the other thing. Man, following the leader, he can lead you through some dark places and get you out on the other side. That is craziness. Amen? How many he's done that for you before in your life? Led you through some dark places, got you out on the other side. Follow the leader. Sometimes we say discipleship. Oh, that's boring, discipleship. Are you kidding me? It's living your life. It's running the race of your life. Keep looking. Perfection is not attainable. But if I pursue perfection, Jesus Christ, I can catch what? Who said that? Vince Lombardi. Now, I added the Jesus Christ part. He didn't have that part. Now, while I'm in this flesh, I can't be perfect. I know that. But I can pursue perfection. I can pursue Jesus Christ. He is the perfect leader. I can run after Him. I can follow Him and catch excellence. You hear me? That's what I want. That's what I want in my life. Jesus Christ is the what? He's the ultimate leader. He's someone I can what? Follow. Yeah, well, this person let me down. Well, that person, government, look at them. They're just all crazy, and they are. And all this kind of, you know, hey, Jesus never let you down. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely spot on. Absolutely will take you to places, certainly, you never thought you could go in your life. If you'll follow Him, if you'll take this race of your life seriously, you expect me to run your race, say. I can't run your race. I'm over here in Richard Petty, number 43. You understand? Say. I'm from Rockingham, NASCAR country. You hear me? I'm running this race. I can't run your car, too. You've got to be serious about the race of your life. Are you listening to me, yes or no? That's what I'm talking about. Now, while on earth, Jesus was excellent. We're talking about a leader we can follow. We're just setting the groundwork here. He was excellent and He was competent in everything He did. Now, He was still down to earth. Got along with folks. You'll see some of that today. But He was excellent and competent. He was ethical and had what? He's someone you can follow. Are you getting the gist of what I'm saying? He was enduring and He was life-changing. Here Jesus is, 2,000 years later. No name more recognized. His name is so much more recognized than any other name. They ain't even a close second. You understand? He didn't have a launch team. He didn't have a publishing company and somebody to roll him out and all this kind of stuff. Back in the day, he was born to a little girl, young lady, in a place called Bethlehem in a stable. Yet here he is today. His name is above every name. I'm talking about on earth. Not just in heaven, but on earth right now. The name Jesus Christ. Without any PR guy or anything. He's look at all he's done. You listening? And that's why I have him being attacked for over 2,000 years. Okay? He's a leader that has stood the test of time. He is worthy of you and I following. Are you hearing me today what I'm telling you? Follow the leader. Triple crown discipleship. Let's talk about Jesus' crown of humanity today. This is the first crown. I'd like to look at it. The triple crown. By the way, triples are very difficult to win. There's the triple crown in horse racing. I think it's the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. Is that right? Those three right there. Very difficult to win. People thought they could never be won again. Horse came along named Secretariat, won the Triple Crown. It's three races in 5 weeks. Mile and a quarter to a mile and a half. I don't follow horse racing, but I can read. Amen? So, read about it. And then there's been a couple since that have done it. But the Triple Crown's hard. You know the hardest hit in baseball to hit? Not the home run, it's the triple. Yeah, more home runs than triples. More grand slams than triples. How about a triple hat trick in soccer? What is that? You know what that is? That's three what? Three goals in one game? That's pretty tough. How about a triple play in baseball? They're pretty tough. Amen? Say, the triple. Jesus has the triple crown. The crown of humanity. The crown of humility. The crown of thorns. And the crown of honor or the crown of glory. He's somebody who's crowned, who we can follow. You understand? He's the perfect leader. Now, number one in today's message on the crown of humanity, Jesus was like who? Now, see, guys, that's why we can follow Him. Are y'all? I feel like I'm losing some of you. Come on, stay with me. That's why we can follow Him. He was like us. He was what? Human. Well, I can't be like Jesus. Yes, you can. You can follow Jesus. If you follow or you pursue perfection, you'll catch excellence. He's human man. Yes, He's the God man. But He became man. Look, we're just going to say it real quick. He was born of a woman. He had a human body. He looked like a man. He had flesh and blood. He grew. He asked questions. He increased in knowledge. He prayed. He was tempted. He was obedient. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He was sleepy. He loved. He had compassion. He got angry. He cried tears. He was troubled. He bled. He died. You can relate to Him. Are you hearing me? He was human. He was like us. He was human. The crown of humanity. The second thing in the message today. So He was like us. He was what? Human. Wait a minute. He was not like us. He was what? Well, wouldn't you want to follow that? Say. Aren't you glad that He was like us, that He's human? But aren't you glad that He was not like us and He was perfect? And everything He said you could trust? Aren't you glad that He wasn't like you? Aren't you glad that He wasn't like me? That when you lay your head on your pillow at night, or whatever you set your face to do, when you do it in Jesus' name and following Jesus, you can know it's the right thing? Doesn't that feel good? Say. He was not like us. He was perfect. Paul said He was. For He hath made Him to be sin for us. Say it with me. Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Peter said He was perfect. Who did no sin, neither guile was found in His what? In His mouth. John said He was perfect. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and say it with me, in Him is no what? Sin. Because Jesus was perfect, does it mean He was not human? No, He was absolutely human. But was He perfect? Someone tell me. Yes, get it down. Get it nailed down. Jesus didn't have to screw up and flub up to relate to you. Do you hear me? Yes or no? He's God. He's holy. You can follow Him. He is perfection. You hear me today? That's a good thing.
Oh, he related to us all right because he was human. He was not like us. He is perfect. Who else said he was? Well, you got the disciples, sure, and you got Paul. Well, they going to say that? They wrote the Bible, for crying out loud. Pilate said he was. The man who was in charge of sending him to his death. Pilate, therefore, went again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you that you might know. Say it with me. I find no what? Find no fault in this man. Period. By the way, I didn't put it on the screen, but Pilate's wife thought the same thing. How about this? The man who betrayed him. This man said he was Judas, saying, I have sinned. This is Judas talking. I have betrayed the what? Innocent blood. How about the guy who was a thief? A thief, two thieves. He's hung right in the middle. Jesus. This dying thief said, Now we indeed justly receive what we're getting, the due reward for our deeds. But this man, say it with me, has done nothing what? Wrong. Nothing wrong. How about one of the soldiers that probably was there beating him? He was certainly as a centurion overseeing and telling the others to do what they're doing in the crucifying of Christ. The centurion soldier said, when he saw him and he saw what was done, this centurion, he glorified God saying, say it with me, this was a righteous man. What's the point? Jesus, crown of humanity, he was human just like you and me. Just like us. But he was not like us. He was what? Can you say it a little louder? I want you to get it down. He was what? I want you to know that about your Savior. You need to know that about Jesus. He came and he did what he did, made human and lived the life that he did because he loves you and me. But he also did it, I believe, well, because he's God and God is holy, flat out period. It's the way God is. But also you and I would have an example that we could follow in His what? In His steps. Amen? Following the leader. Perfection is not attainable. But if I pursue perfection, Jesus Christ, I can catch what? Excellent. You're in the race of your life. We're not guaranteed a tomorrow. I don't know how long we're going to live. My good friend and that I love so much, Coach Bears, he's got a call this week, and his stepdad, who he loved since he was 8 years old, this man's been in his life. 2 weeks ago, he went up north in Ohio and was there for his dad, who's a doctor at a retirement party. 65. He gets a call Thursday right before the game. We're going to go to the game together. And he calls me crying. He said, I just got a call. My dad has passed away. You know, guys, we don't know how much time we have, do we? Say, why not live today for Jesus? Why not live today for Jesus? Why not live today for Jesus? And just stop the excuse making. Are you hearing me today? Yes or no? Well, I can't be like Jesus. Well, was he human? Say, sure. Did he go to sleep? Did he get up? Did he talk to folk? Mm-hmm. Did he eat? Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised how much like Jesus you already are. It's up to you if you want to follow Him as a disciple. Is that what Jesus told the disciples along the Sea of Galilee? I think He said something like this. Hey, follow me. Is that what He said? Follow me and I'll make you what? Fishers of what? Men, follow me. Follow me. I'm not asking you to lead. No. Huh? You stay right there. But you follow me, He says. Amen? Say. Human? Yeah, he was perfect. He was somebody that could say this. Follow me. I know where I'm going. Come on. Amen? Follow him. I can have absolute confidence. And man, this was big for me. We're putting a message together. I can have absolute confidence knowing that when I'm following Jesus, I'm following perfection. You know, in my job, there's a lot of testings that come along with being a preacher. Especially me. Okay? I don't know. Maybe I'm just goofy and I got more of them than other folk. I don't understand it. But I just got testings. If I didn't know what I believed was true, I would have quit. You hear me? If I didn't believe who I'm following is the real deal, I would stop. I'm not going to put up with this mess. Unless it's real. And it is. And I believe it. And so when this one leaves or this one leaves, I do this. Bye. Don't like it. And then I've always got that other hand ready to go. Hi. Hi. He told me to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Is that what he said to do? There's a lot of lost people. If it's true, I can't hook my wagon to folk. I got to keep my wagon hooked to Him. If it's true, I believe it is. I've lived my life. I've seen Him in my own life. Just the fact that I can walk through the stuff that has come my way. Not telling you the stories I know of other people who've walked through incredible things and Jesus has been with them and they've encouraged me in my faith because of their walk. But if it just had to be my own walk, I'd keep walking. Because He's been that faithful. Are you hearing me today? Do you know how much peace I get from that? Say, yeah, praise the Lord. That's a lot of peace. I want you to have that peace. I want you to have that peace, guys. I'm going to tell you something right now. We don't have to go interview 60. We could interview thousands of religions. And every one of them is going to come up lacking. You're going to find one who says He's the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And that's Jesus Christ. There's only one way. And I'm on it. You understand? I want you to get on it. It's not about me. It's about Him. Okay? Follow me, Jesus said. You can have confidence. He is the one way, one truth, one life. Would you say that with me? Come on. He is the one. One more time. He is the one. And as a believer in Christ, how blessed are you to have found that pearl of great price, Jesus. Boy, makes me feel sorry for folks that are led astray, that believe crazy things. How blessed am I to live in this country where somebody came years ago with the gospel. Amen? And I can freely hear it and freely be saved and follow Jesus Christ. Wow, that's incredible. I don't want to miss my opportunity. You hear me today? Say, this message is for me, guys. I'm popping me in the rear here. Okay? Number one, He was human, just like us. Number two, He was not like us. He was perfect. Number three, wow, how about this one? We can be like Jesus. How about that? Come on. We can be like Jesus. Look what we put right there. Love people. Now, come on. You're going to see it. We can be like who? Love people. One more time. Y'all didn't get it. Come on. We can be like Jesus. Love people. Did you know? Okay, I'm going to be a follower of Jesus. Okay, here I go. I'm going to be a follower of Jesus now. Here I go. Come on. Come on. I'm on it. And you know what? He has done made it so simple for me. He goes, Gary Clark, I was always about people, son. I was always about people. So guess what you're going to be about? People? Yep. You know, when you follow some folks, they got all kinds of different things they do. They got all kinds of different interests. They got this you got to be, and this you got to be, and that you got to be. And I can't do that. That's too confusing. I just can't do it. If I don't run a computer, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Okay? But Jesus says this, I'm not all about all that. You can follow me, and so can any man on the planet or woman. Or even a child. Because I'm all about people. Did you hear me today? So if we're talking discipleship, I hope you're knowing that I'm not saying you got to go to this Bible study and that Bible study, and you got to know this, you got to know that. Sometimes that gets in the way more than getting to following Jesus. Y'all hearing me today? Did Jesus take His disciples and did He teach them? Sure He did. But did He take His disciples on the road? Here we go, boys! Here we go! Come on! And He would go into towns and He would preach and He would talk and He would heal and He would do. And He said to them, y'all can do what I do. What? Yeah. Because He was all about who? He was so focused. So if you're going to be a follower of Jesus and if you're in the race of your life, don't forget what I'm saying right now. This is huge. Somebody, I don't know who it was, probably hears me on the radio. They gave somebody else something here in the church because they know all this stuff and knowledge that I don't have, obviously, to where maybe I'm off here a little bit or I ain't got this I dotted just right or this T crossed or something like that. You can spend your life doing that kind of mess if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to be about people. I'm going to be following my leader. Are y'all hearing me? You hear me? Okay? Doesn't mean I don't say things that ain't right all the time. Try. Amen? I'm glad God didn't call me to just do that. I'm glad I'm called to reach people. You hearing me today? And you're no different, guys. Come on. He was all about people. How excellent Jesus was as a person dealing with other people. As I was reading this book about business, they talked about excellence and striving for excellence and wanting to be excellent. And it just hit me how excellent Jesus was at dealing with people. No matter who it was, He was always incredible. And He wants me to be like Him. You hear me? Say. Jesus vigorously, courageously, aggressively, and openly what? Loved people. We're talking about following Jesus today. The crown of humanity. Did you think, He put the crown of humanity on Him so He could diss people? Say. I'll come from heaven, be born of a virgin, come on this planet, and not have a thing to do with you. That's how Christians act sometimes. Are you hearing me? Our problem ain't the leader. The problem's us. He was focused. The Son of Man is come to what? And save that which was lost. Did you know the name Jesus, the actual name Jesus, means God saves? He's one of the few people that I've ever known. His name was actually his mission statement. He was so focused on people that his very name meant, God's going to save people. I'm going to save people. I'm going to save people. It's all about people. You understand? Always focused. Jesus said, this is what they're saying about me out there. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking. And you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. That's what they said about him. Though he was criticized for his dealings with various people, Jesus never flinched. He never shunned. He never stopped loving and caring for who? Are you getting down this follow me stuff a little bit, the discipleship thing today? What is it to be a disciple of Jesus? It's to be a what? A follower of Jesus. What did Jesus do? He loved too. What should you do? But what about this and this and this and this? Don't I need to do this and this and this and this? What do you think if that was His focus and His mission? Do you think maybe that should be our focus and our mission too? Absolutely. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Is that too simple for us, say? His crown of humanity. Jesus was made what? For who? One more time. Jesus was made. People were His mission. Wonder if the fact that I'm still here on this planet, that maybe I was made for humans. Maybe that's what I'm made for. Now, I can't go die on the cross and do that. But He did tell me to take up His cross, didn't He? He also, it says in the Scripture, I'm to be crucified with Christ. Is that what it says? Yeah. I'm to follow Him. I think He says, take up your cross and follow who? Me. So maybe this thing of discipleship is a little bit more about people. Are you hearing me today? No, I thought it was about learning and going to class. Well, we want you to read the Bible. That's why we offer a class. That's why we teach on Sunday like we do. It's never been, though, about you getting smarter. It's never been about you having a degree and a pedigree. It's been about you and me loving people. Got it? Good. Jesus, people were His mission, period. I think sometimes when we talk discipleship, we miss this big one. Are y'all hearing me or not? I've been lots of discipleship classes and courses and everything. I've done them. Been in them. But as I got to thinking in my office, wow, what did Jesus do? If I'm going to pursue perfection, then I've got to look at His life and what was Jesus' life about? Simply, somebody tell me. People. Let's follow the leader. You got it? Now, I'm gonna go over something with you, and don't go hold on to the chair. Go ahead. Here we go. Come on. It's not gonna be ugly, it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna read the Bible with you. I could do this for months, honestly. Just people that Jesus talked to, how He dealt with people. If we're going to strive for excellence, if we're going to try to pursue perfection and catch excellence, I want you to see how He did it. And I've done a lot of these in the past, but I just went to the beginning of my New Testament and started, and I just stopped when I thought that's so much I can't do any more than this. Here we go. Look at how He dealt with people. Here you have a Roman what? He's a despised military leader. They have occupied Jerusalem and that region of Israel, that area. Okay? So these people are not like, oh, look, we thank you for coming and taking our country. They're not looked on. Okay? And when Jesus was entering into Capernaum up by the Sea of Galilee, there came unto Him a centurion or a Roman captain of 100, at least 100 soldiers, beseeching Him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying home sick of the palsy. He's grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, say it with me, I will... Wow. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that You should come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority. I have soldiers under me. And I can say to this man, go, and he goes. And I can say to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this. And he does it. When Jesus heard what He said, He marveled. He said unto him, to them that what? To His disciples. Verily I say unto you, I've not found so great a faith. No, not in all of what? Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, even people like this who others despise. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way as you have what? Believed. So be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. I'm not going to preach that. I'm just letting you see how He dealt with people. Did you see it or not? I'm to be a follower of Jesus. Does that mean people that are despised? I'm to care about? Yes or no? Well, look at that. I'm learning something, ain't I? Let's try another one. I'm just reading the Bible. Tax collectors and other sinners. Little subtitle, government crooks and low-life losers. That's what I've studied a little Greek on this one, and that's exactly what it means. Okay? We're just going with Jesus. Are y'all okay so far? And as Jesus passed forth from there he saw a man named Matthew. He was sitting at the receipt of custom tax collector. And he says unto him, say it with me, follow me. And he arose and he followed him. I mean, this is a government crook. And it came to pass, as Jesus said at meat in the house, behold, many publicans, that's more of these same kind of guys, more of these crooks and sinners. Word right there would be lowlifes. Came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eat your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole don't need a doctor, but those that are sick. But go ye and learn what that means, okay? If that was too hard for you. I'll have mercy and not sacrifice. Say that with me. I'll have and not sacrifice. For I'm not come to call the righteous, but the who? Are you learning? I am. Follow the leader. Chase perfection. Catch excellence. Did he care for the government crook? Yes or no? Sure he did. How about the low-life loser? Yes or no? Did he have time for him? Yeah. You got to lose that idea if you spend time with people that you're rubber stamping everything they're doing. But last time I checked, if you don't spend time with the people that need time to be spent with, then they're going to stay the way they are because nobody's spending time with them. Except the people just like them. They don't have the answer at all because they're not following the leader. Amen? Say. It's about us doing that. Amen? Come on. I'm just reading. Here's a Canaanite woman. I didn't pick these out. I'm just reading along. I could do this for hours. People of Canaan were a rejected race of people. Who rejected them? God did. In the Old Testament. Okay? Yeah, you go figure that one out. He told his people to take their land, to cast them out. That's in the Old Testament. Well, trust me, that continued to be a problem with the folks. I mean, looking down on these people and hating their guts. You listening? Amen. Absolutely. So Jesus went thence, and he departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of what? Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him and said, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Now watch this. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away. You fill in the blank. We hate her. Maybe they said that. I don't know. She's a Canaanite. She's crying after us. But he answered and said to his disciples, maybe she heard, I don't know, we'll see. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Keep looking. Then came she and worshipped him and said, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread, the children of Israel, and cast it to dogs or to give it to the Gentiles. Jesus speaking. Keep looking. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Amen? And Jesus answered her and said, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Was Jesus human? Did he come to a planet and have to deal with the same prejudices other people had to deal with? Yes or no? Now, we saw him in action right there working something out. Did you see him work that out? Say. You understand? There's things in you you're going to have to work out with people sometimes. But does Jesus take the time to work them out? Say, did you see that or not? Pretty incredible. Keep looking. Not going to keep you all day. You know what? We'll end with this one. Crazy people. Here's a demon-possessed man. I think we've made the point, right? Crazy people. Look at this one. And they came over into the other side of the Sea of Galilee, into the country of the Gadarenes, or Gadara. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs, out of the graveyard, a man with an unclean spirit, a man who was full of the devil, who had his dwelling among the tombs in the graveyard. And no man could bind him. No, not with chains strong. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man, what? Tame him. Like an animal. Remember that next time you think somebody's crazy. Remember this story. You can do it. Keep working. Come on. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains. He was in the graveyard. He was crying. He was cutting himself with stones. You know, there's people to do that. A lot of young people do that today. Cut themselves. Cut themselves. Cut themselves. Who's going to reach them if we don't? Who's going to care if we don't? Well, they're just crazy. They're just doing all that. They are crazy. Maybe you were crazy. And maybe you ain't as crazy as you used to be now. Maybe you, as the former crazy person, can help the person who's crazy now. How about that? It ain't about you anyway. It's about following the leader. And I believe you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Even working with crazy people. Come on. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran. He ran. Crazy man ran. And he worshipped Him. And he cried with a loud voice and he said, "What do I have to do with You, Jesus? You Son of God, Most High. I adjure Thee by God that Thou torment me not." He's talking to Jesus. Well, these demons are speaking. Something's happening out of this man. And he said unto him, "Come out of this man, you unclean spirit. Come out of this man, devil." Jesus speaking back to this man. Actually talking to the devil. And he asked him, Jesus asked him, speaking, "What is your name?" He says, "My name is," say it with me, "Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them out of the country, these demons inside. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. We've already told you they went across the Sea of Galilee. Gadara sits right here on a hill, right over looking at the sea. And all the devils that were in this possessed man besought Jesus, saying, "Send us into the what? That we may enter them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out. And they entered into the pigs. And the pigs ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 pigs. That's a lot of pigs. And they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled. Now that'd be a day right there, wouldn't it? We're out there keeping the pigs. You won't believe about all them pigs. And they were running, Jack. And they were mad too, because there went money. There went money down yonder. And he told it to the city folk and people in the country, and they went out to see what was done. Now watch it. And they come to Jesus and they see him with the man that was possessed with the devil. And had the legion, this man that had all these devils now, they're gone. This man was sitting with Jesus. Say it with me. Clothed. And in his right what? And the folks that looked on, they were afraid. And Jesus leaves the area not too long after that. And when he was coming to his boat, Jesus, he that had been possessed with the devil, prayed him and asked him, "Can I go with you? Can I go with you?" Howbeit, Jesus didn't let him. He said, "Go home to your friends. Tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. And I've had compassion on you." Did you get the message today? Jesus wore a crown of humanity. He was just like us. He was human. But He was not just like us. He was perfect. We can be like Jesus. How, Pastor? I can't be perfect. No, you can't. But He is, and if you follow Him, you'll hit excellence. But you can do what He did. Love people. We get it today, church. That's this first crown and the triple crown of discipleship. Follow the leader. Let's pray together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you stand with me? Good word today. Thank you, Jesus, for talking to us today. Thank you, Lord, for helping us today. That was good for me today, Lord. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that you love sinners like us, like me. Father, thank you that you committed your love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being obedient, coming, being made a human like us, living a perfect life, loving people. Thank you for dying on the cross, raising from the dead, so that all people could be saved. Thank you, Lord, that you're not willing that any should perish. You tell us that in your word. Thank you that everyone should have the opportunity to be saved. Father, I pray for myself and for us as a church that we'll have that kind of focus that Jesus has, a focus on people. Help us as we follow our leader that we won't get sidetracked to the right and the left and we start chasing rabbit trails and get off the main thing of fishing for men. Burn this message into our heart, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord, guys. Would you sing with us a little song here? It's the way we like to...